Hi, and thanks for joining us for another word of encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Wandering Off, was written by Cindy Hess Casper. Living near cattle ranches as he did, humorist Michael Iaconelli noticed how cows were prone to wander while grazing. A cow would keep moving, always looking for the fabled greener pastures. Near the edge of the property, the cow might discover some cool fresh grass under a shade tree. Just beyond a broken-down part of the fence was a tasty clump of foliage. Then the cow might push far beyond the fence and out to the road. It slowly nibbled its way into being lost. Cows aren't alone in their roaming problem. Sheep also wander, and it's likely that people have the biggest tendency of all to stray. Perhaps that's one of the reasons God compares us to sheep in the Bible. It can be easy to meander and nibble our way through reckless compromises and foolish decisions, never noticing how far away from the truth we've strayed. Jesus told the Pharisees the story of a lost sheep in Luke 15. The sheep was of such value to the shepherd that he left his other sheep behind while he searched for the wandering one. And when he found that one that had strayed, he celebrated. Such is the happiness of God over those who turn back to him. Jesus said in verse 6, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." God has sent us a Savior to rescue us and bring us home. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. "Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep.' I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent." Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, when we feel we have lost our way and we've wandered too far from you, redirect our path and convict us as only the Holy Spirit can, so that our hearts want to be back in a right relationship with you. We thank you for receiving us with open and loving arms and for forgiving us for the times that we do stray from you. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.